I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Time now for your comments. And joining me to share them with you is letters editor Steve Proffitt.
Let's start with a report we aired last week about Roswell, New Mexico.
This was Karen Michelle's piece about how the economy of the town benefits from its reputation as the site where a UFO was reportedly discovered in 1947.
George Lobano wrote us from Davis, California, to object that the report portrayed all who see evidence for the event in Roswell as crackpots and believers.
Mr. Lobano continues, "Your government certainly takes it seriously. A sizable portion of your tax monies are spent on it. Enough UFOs. What else have we got?"
Laurel and Hardy in German.
This was the story about the rediscovery of an old Laurel and Hardy movie in German. Ollie and Stan were actually taught to speak their lines phonetically. This was Hollywood's attempt to keep international audiences when sound was introduced to film in the late 1920s.
Charlie Whitworth of Wichita, Kansas, says he knows a little bit about attempts to be multilingual in early Hollywood. He notes that in 1931, Universal released a Spanish-language version of Dracula, using the same script and the same sets as the English-language version, which starred Bela Lugosi. Mm. They filmed the English version in the day, then they shot the same scenes in Spanish at night. And speaking of what have you gotten me into this time, Alex, our interview with Douglas Gantenbein. He talked about an article he'd written for Slate in which he said real estate agents are a waste of money.
Now, this is a man who made the case that with so much information about buying or selling a house on the internet, maybe people don't need an agent.
And in an interview with Noah Adams, he maintained that agents sometimes have different interests than their clients. Here's some of what he said.
If you're selling a home, for example, your agent wants you to sell as quickly as possible, and that usually means a lower price than you might like. From the buyer's standpoint, the buyer's agent knows there's going to be a sale of some sort, or knows that with reasonable certainty, and they're interested in a higher price.
Slate writer Douglas Gantenbein.
And I'm guessing we heard from some realtors.
Yes, including this one from Metamora, Michigan.
As an agent myself, I know that the purpose of a buyer's agent is to get the best home for their client at the lowest price, not swindle clients as they have implied. Sincerely, Andrea Austin, second-generation sales agent.
And finally, Alex, from listener Robert Palmer, charges of poor grammar on this program. See if you can hear the error he caught in this line from a report we aired last week.
He points out that the Pentagon can compel retired officers, including old generals like himself, to put back on their uniforms.
Put their uniforms back on?
No, you're close. The sentence does not call for the reflective case, Alex. That would be old generals like himself. Rather, one needs to apply the prepositional objective case, and that would be him, old generals like him.
You mean our editors missed that one, too?
I guess. Thanks to Robert Palmer for that grammar lesson, and thanks to everyone else who wrote us last week.
And you can write us, too, and it costs you virtually nothing.
Our address is daytoday@npr.org. Please include your name and where you live.
And maybe a tip on how to pronounce your name. Thanks again, letters editor Steve Proffitt.
You're welcome.